a world where soundtracks didn't suck. Great songs were hidden on those soundtracks. BJ Kahuna and Rock and or Roll presents Soundtracks in 3D.
3D, the third dimension, is terror.
At a cinema near you. Check press for details.
Terry's a girl who wanted to be taken seriously.
I am going to be a reporter.
But her body kept getting in the way.
Pretty girl, you could be a model.
Sometimes I just wish I were a guy.
But you know, the male body needs sex at all times. It's a living hell.
So to prove to the men in her life she had a mind, Terry decided to try life as a guy.
How do I look?
Dashing.
My zipper's open.
That was the dashing part.
What a fox. Dresses like Elvis Costello. Looks like the Karate Kid. I'm gonna get him.
Today's woman has the freedom to be just as sick and perverted as us guys.
She learned their secrets.
I have surprise jock inspections 3 times a week. A word to the wise.
And dated their women.
Yeah, but I got this one rule. I never go out with girls who say bitch.
Now the question is,
what's going on?
Wait, it gets better.
Can a girl tell the boy she loves?
Terry's such a stallion. Go on, show me Harry Chet.
She's not the man he thinks she is?
Wait a minute, are those what I think they are?
Yep, it's one of a kind. My bro.
Just one of the guys.
She's confused.
Of course you're confused. You're wearing my underwear.
Yeah. That was an awesome song called Hard Way from the Just One of the Guys soundtrack. It was written and produced by a duo called Brock Davis, who were actually Rod Stewart's rhythm section. Tony Brock was the drummer from the Babies, and he joined Rod's band after the Babies broke up. And Jay Davis, Rod's bassist, was in the band's Private Life and Silver Condor before joining Rod's band. You're listening to the third episode of Rock and or Roll to feature songs from soundtracks. That's why I'm calling this episode Soundtracks 3D.
Dino De Laurentiis presents 3D.
Up next is a song called In a Trance by Money Talks, which was a group made up of two Norwegian brothers. And this song was featured on the soundtrack for The Karate Kid Part 3 in 1989. A little tidbit, the script for Karate Kid Part 3 was written by Robert Mark Kamen, who would go on to eventually co-write the script for Taken.
I don't know who you are. I don't know what you want. If you are looking for ransom, I can tell you I don't have money. But what I do have are a very particular set of skills.
Dude. Kristen, wilt thou have this man to be thy husband?
I will.
Wilt thou, Jefferson, have this woman to be thy wedded wife? Wilt thou provide her with credit cards and a four-bedroom, two-and-one-half-bath home? Wilt thou listen patiently to long stories about kids' colds, kitchen towel, clothes, shoes, makeup, hair, sore feet, and decorate her sexual covers?
I will.
I pronounce that Kristen and Jefferson are husband and wife.
In every married life, there are certain key phrases that ignite the imagination. What's for dinner tonight, sweetheart?
You don't like fish?
I love fish. It's just a little overwhelming to have
Grouper. It's grouper.
What are you going to do with your life?
Question is, what can I do?
You have a BA in mass languages. What was your minor?
Elizabethan poetry.
Let's not fight.
You're not sleeping in this bed.
Oh, really?
Anywhere but in this room or in this bed.
So what do you want me to do, huh? Tell me.
My parents are coming over this evening.
This is good, Jake. You're quite a barbecue chef. What is this? What is this, dirt on here?
If I tell you something, will you promise not to get mad?
Okay, I promise I won't be mad.
I stopped taking the pill. Kevin Bacon, Elizabeth McGovern, in a new film by John Hughes.
It's been 48 hours since our last coition. My temperature's optimum. I'm ovulating. I have the pillow set up in the position. You can watch TV if you get bored. Here's to successful fertilization.
She's having a baby.
That was an amazing cover version of a song by The Smiths done by Kirsty MacColl from the soundtrack to She's Having a Baby, a 1988 romantic comedy written and directed by John Hughes, starring Elizabeth McGovern and Kevin Bacon. Speaking of Kevin Bacon, Quicksilver was his big follow-up to Footloose, but it tanked at the box office. Kevin Bacon played Jack Casey, a young floor trader who loses all of his company's and family's savings on a risky business decision. Deflated and disenchanted, he quits his job and becomes a bicycle messenger. Up next, we're going to hear a song from the Quicksilver soundtrack called Quicksilver Lightning, written by Giorgio Moroder and Dean Pitchford, and performed by Roger Daltrey. We'll be right back.
Katie Simpson is at that age where girls go wild, guys go crazy, and dads go nuts. Tony Dante and She's Out of Control.
Is this romantic or what?
Rated PG. Starts Friday, April 14th at a theater near you.
That was Oingo Boingo with a song called Winning Side from the soundtrack to the movie She's Out of Control, a 1989 coming-of-age comedy starring Tony Danza and directed by the guy who directed Mr. Mom. The film was shot with the working title Daddy's Little Girl. Up next, we're going to hear a song by Chris Thompson from the Dream a Little Dream soundtrack. The song's called Never Turn Away. Chris Thompson was an English singer and guitarist, best known for his work with Manfred Mann's Earth Band. He's the voice you hear on their cover of Bruce Springsteen's Blinded by the Light. Dream a Little Dream is a 1989 film directed by Mark Rocco, starring both Coreys, Corey Feldman and Corey Haim, and Mrs. Patton Oswalt, Meredith Salinger.
Doolittle.
Yeah. Hi.
She was on her way up.
I've got to have the promotion.
Doolittle.
I've got to have it.
Until she fell in with the wrong crowd.
Ah! Mr. Van Meter? Mr. Van Meter?
What do you mean he's dead? Dead, dead?
Now, she's trying to stay alive.
Ah! Some guy calling himself Jumping Jack Flash taps into my computer.
And save a guy named Jumpin' Jack Flash.
What?
Jumpin' Jack Flash.
It's
That was a song called Hold On by Billy Branigan from the Jumpin' Jack Flash soundtrack from 1986. Billy was Laura Branigan's brother, and he had his own album come out on Polydor in 1986. Jumpin' Jack Flash was the first film directed by Penny Marshall. Up next, we're going to hear a song called Can't Run Away by a group called Room With a View. Comes from the Crystal Heart soundtrack from 1986. That was a Tawny Kitaen starring vehicle about a 22-year-old man who has lived inside a crystal room because of a rare illness. He meets an up-and-coming rock star played by Tawny, and the two fall in love.
As Debbie and Daryl, the last thing you do is say,
I do.
From Neil Neil Simon comes a comedy for everyone married to a career, as well as each other. The Slugger's Wife, rated PG-13. Now playing. Check newspapers for theaters.
That was Wildlife by Don Felder from the soundtrack to The Slugger's Wife, 1985 romantic comedy film about a baseball star who falls in love with a singer, written by Neil Simon and directed by Hal Ashby. Up next, we're going to hear a song called Round Round by Baloo-ee Sum. It's from the Pretty in Pink soundtrack.
Hard for me. America, get ready for a new breed of heroes.
Hey, open up! I'm a special officer. Give me your car.
What are you nuts? Get out of my sight.
Welcome to the world of private security.
Help! We're actually guarding garbage.
Get yourself cleaned up. You ever reassigned?
Oh, don't be such a wussy. A little toxic waste isn't going to kill you.
Columbia Pictures presents... John Candy. Eugene Levy.
Hi.
Armed and dangerous.
Oh, this was a mistake.
They're on a mission.
Undercover. Special assignment. Very hush hush.
Shut up. They have to do the job.
If you tell anyone about this,
yeah, I'm going to send a postcard to my family.
But there's just one problem.
They're idiots.
John Candy is Frank.
What are you looking at, you sh...
Oh, it touched me. I got my Christmas goose early.
Eugene Levy is Nora.
Sounds a little sucky when you say it out loud.
What are you hauling? Rocket fuel.
Burn it!
Together,
we look like a dance team.
They're armed and dangerous.
If I had known it was going to be this kind of party, I would have worn underwear.
Oh, you clumsy boy.
Are these girls wonderful or what? Did I not tell you they were the greatest?
Don't eat too much. We're going out for pizza later.
Thank you.
That was a song called The Walls Came Down for Rock and Roll by a Japanese group called Eve from the Armed and Dangerous soundtrack. You just heard the song, so you tell me, when she sings about the spirit of a thousand guitars,
the spirit of a thousand guitars,
what does it sound like she's saying to you?
The spirit of a thousand guitars.
I heard a word that is considered offensive by today's standards. Did you hear it?
The spirit of a thousand guitars.
What do you do?
I have spent years in construction. I'm recently retired.
You are retired?
Yes.
Anyway, I don't know if you remember the film Armed and Dangerous, starring John Candy and Eugene Levy. The project was originally developed by Harold Ramis as a starring vehicle for Dan Aykroyd and John Belushi. John Carpenter was initially attached to direct. Up next, we're going to hear a song by Honeymoon Suite called Those Were the Days, from the soundtrack to a film called The Wraith from 1986. The Wraith tells the story of an Arizona teen who mysteriously returns from the dead as a supernatural street racer driving an invulnerable supercar. His intent is to take revenge on the gang that murdered him.
We'll be right back.
15 years ago, he walked away from the spotlight, the screaming fans, and the willing women.
Why'd you walk away from it? I mean, you were really big.
Now he's back to help a young girl make it to the top.
Hey, Billy, I can't do it without you. And I gotta do it, Billy.
To teach a superstar how to stay there.
But there's no such thing as a big star.
The better you are, the bigger the trap.
And to discover for himself that the fire still burns.
I'll have the usual.
Billy, wait a minute!
Let him go!
I love you.
You're using her, man. You're just using her. You're gonna leave her hanging and walk away.
Don't! Why are you doing this?
Daddy!
Now, one of today's most acclaimed young actors, Rupert Everett. One of tomorrow's hottest singers, Fiona. And in the role that takes you beyond the legend, Bob Dylan. Hearts of Fire.
That was Hair of the Dog That Bit You by Fiona from the Hearts of Fire soundtrack. Hearts of Fire was a starring vehicle for Bob Dylan, written by Joe Esterhaus, who would later write Basic Instinct, and directed by Richard Marquand, who had just directed Return of the Jedi. Dylan was originally contracted to write and contribute 4 new original recordings to the soundtrack, but only turned in 2 original songs and 1 cover song. His co-star Fiona contributed 5 songs to the soundtrack. The movie was a disaster and went straight to video. Up next, we're going to hear the title song from the film Best of the Best. This is by Stubblefield and Hall. Stubblefield being legendary Motown musician Ike Stubblefield. Best of the Best was a 1989 martial arts film directed by Bob Radler, starring Eric Roberts, James Earl Jones, and Chris Penn. The plot revolves around a team of American martial artists facing a team of South Korean martial artists in a Taekwondo tournament.
Someone will lose, someone must win. Only gangs known as posses are now dominating the American drug trade.
In Above the Law, he got tough.
Who's that?
John Hatcher, DEA.
In Hard to Kill, he got even.
This is not the time for you to walk out on me.
I've had enough. He thinks he's retired.
He still looks functional to me.
Now, the man with the short fuse is marked for death.
I want you to meet my sister.
That was a song called Rats Chase Cats by a group called Attic Black, from the soundtrack to the Steven Seagal film Marked for Death, in which Seagal portrays a former DEA agent who returns to his Illinois hometown only to find it taken over by a gang of vicious Jamaican drug dealers. I don't know anything about the band Attic Black. It looks like this is the only song they have ever released. Up next, we're going to hear the song Werewolf Loose in London by Miko, from the Impressions of an American Werewolf in London album, released by Casablanca in 1981.
one movie will have this sound.
The Pirate King!
And only one movie will have Christy McNichol and Christopher Atkins singing. Loving, laughing, leaping, and swinging their way through time in the biggest, most original movie in 100 years, the Pirate Movie.
Pirates? You mean like walking the plank, buried treasure, hack, splash off with his head, and the Jolly Richard and everything?
Rid me of these villains, and Mabel's hand is yours.
That was a song, Victory, from the film The Pirate Movie, 1986 Roman Polanski film starring Walter Matthau. Polanski originally wanted Jack Nicholson. They had just come off making Chinatown, but Nicholson wanted too much money. The film's original budget was $15 million, but the final budget was over $40 million. The reported box office gross revenues in the United States, $1.6 million. $6.3 million worldwide, so it was a huge flop and a big loss for Paramount Studios. Up next, we're going to hear a cover of the William Bell soul classic You Don't Miss Your Water. This is a great version by Brian Eno from the Married to the Mob soundtrack from 1988. That was an American comedy directed by Jonathan Demme, starring Michelle Pfeiffer and Matthew Modine.
And
something that's going to totally change your life completely forever.
She's a brunette from Southern California. And he's not.
I need romance. I need surprises. A UFO landed in my pool. They captured me. I fed them Pop-Tarts, but you've got to cut their hair.
What did you say?
They may be from outer space.
So, they can still be dates.
I think we could just make them look more sort of human.
Hey, come on, everybody. We're doing a makeover.
But underneath, they're more than human.
Wow, you're incredible.
I could fix you up with some bodacious chips just like that.
I can't believe you're printing an alien in front of all these people.
I'm going home with him.
Are we limp and hard to manage?
Wait a minute, are you like coming on to me?
Her boyfriend's a doctor.
I've never ever been unfaithful to you.
Whose treatment is totally alienating.
Here comes Dr. Love.
And her new love's an alien who's more than accommodating.
Do you own your own home or do you rent?
Gina Davis, Julie Brown, and Jeff Goldblum in a film directed by Julian Temple and produced by Tony Garnett.
I just don't want you to think Earth girls are easy.
Earth girls are easy.
I use a cobra snake for a necktie. I got
That was a cover of Who Do You Love, the Bo Diddley classic, covered by shoegaze band Jesus and Mary Chain from the Earth Girls Are Easy soundtrack from 1988. That was a musical comedy directed by Julian Temple, starring Gina Davis, Julie Brown, Jeff Goldblum, Damon Wayans, and Jim Carrey. The plot was based on the song Earth Girls Are Easy from Julie Brown's 1984 album Goddess in Progress. And now to play us out.
What does that mean, to play us out? I don't know what that means, to play us out. What does that mean? To end the show?
Yeah.
In a secret lab, somewhere in the Western Hemisphere, the perfect human specimen has been born. He has the strength of 10 men and the wisdom of 20. He also has a twin brother.
I have a brother?
Oh my goodness, why are you looking good?
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Born to be bad.
And Danny DeVito.
Way to go, Mom!
Are twins.
My name is Julius. I'm your twin brother.
Obviously. The moment I sat down, I thought I was looking into a mirror.
Only their mother can tell them apart. Twins.
Julius.
What?
What are you allergic to something? You're all swelled up. You look like you're ready to explode.
I love it when you hit people.
Who are you?
Vincent's brother.
We're twins.
That's right.
Twins.
I'm going to leave you with the song Twins from the movie Twins from 1988. Twins, of course, was a buddy comedy film directed by Ivan Reitman about unlikely twin brothers who were separated at birth, played by Arnold Schwarzenegger and Danny DeVito. The song Twins is by Philip Bailey from Earth, Wind & Fire and Little Richard, and it was nominated for a Golden Globe.
You're part of me.
I'll be back.